WWNO continues its weekly series on nonprofits in the New Orleans area. Community Impact is a partnership between WWNO and the Greater New Orleans Foundation. I'm Jasmine Lopez, and today we go to Community Visions Unlimited. If you drive around New Orleans, there's a chance you may run across utility boxes on street corners and intersections. It's those tall gray things that just sit there. If you're lucky, you might find one that's painted with bright colors and a representation appropriate to the neighborhood you're in, like Little Freddie King at Basin in St. Peter, or Oliver Morgan, who sang the song Who Shot the Lala. Community Visions Unlimited and local artists are responsible for beautifying utility boxes in several neighborhoods. They've reached a goal of painting 100 boxes throughout New Orleans. Across the river at the corner of West Bend and General de Gaulle, you find a box painted with scenes of a second line. Within a few blocks from the West Bank's Namtok parade route, this box was painted by Charles Gillum, a resident of Algiers. Gillum is special to Algiers because he started his own folk art zone and blues museum, so we visit him there.
Nice meeting you.
Thanks for sharing your world with us. It's great. I'm very impressed. You're a good
Thank
man.
You very
Keep
much.
Doing good
Thank
stuff.
You very much.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hello.
Charles, I take it?
Yes. That's me.
I'm Jasmine. Nice to
Come
meet
on,
you.
Come on, Jazz. Come on in.
My name is Charles Gillum, and I'm a Louisiana self-taught artist.
Gillum grew up in the Lower Ninth Ward. He used to shine shoes with his brother when he was introduced to his passion.
You know, I got my break long, long time ago. Well, I can go way back. Oh, my brother and I, we used to shine shoes as shoe shine boys, okay? While we were down in the French Quarter shining shoes, before the sneakers came out, we used to make plenty of money shining shoes. My brother, he'd go back downtown, and I would wander through the French Quarter and go down in Jackson Square, where the artists are. I sit down there, and I'm sitting there watching them on the fence painting. And one day, I got enough courage to ask for some of those spare paints and brushes. And I never forget this guy's name. It was Claude Drouset. He was a French guy down there painting angels. And I asked him for some of his old spare painting, his old brushes, and he gave me some, and I took them home.
After some time, Gillum got his first commission from someone at the House of Blues. He was asked if he knew how to do wood carvings.
And I said, sure, I can do wood carvings. Never did any wood carvings. Went home and I carved half the night carved on these pieces of Charlie Patton. They gave me a picture of Charlie Patton, one of the blues players. And I carved the dead ringer, man. Yeah, at the entrance of the House of Blues, you go and you see my little figures, little bit of small wooden heads, you'll see them.
Gillum finds it nostalgic that he took the commission with Community Visions Unlimited. When he first started the folk art zone in Algiers, the neighborhood children would paint garbage cans and place them all around the neighborhood.
So we started a little crew. We put garbage cans around the neighborhood, painted the garbage cans, placed garbage cans all over the neighborhood. Matter of fact, I still have some of the pieces from some of the kids when they were really young, that what they did. I'm still trying to cherish them.
It's artists like Gillum that Community Visions Unlimited hopes to continue to support. Gillum hopes for the same.
I would like to do some more. I also like to share some work with some of my artists that I have to let them know that, hey, I'm still trying.
To find out more about Community Visions Unlimited and the Algiers Folk Art Zone and Blues Museum, visit WWNO.org. For WWNO, I'm Jasmine Lopez.